Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Our congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 288, the four stanzas. O Lord, how manifold thy works, and wisdom wrought by thee. The wealth of thy creation fills the earth and mighty sea, and what follows. Psalter 288, the four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Daniel and there of chapter 5. Daniel 5. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof, I shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonied. And now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, "O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. And now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Then was Daniel brought in before the king. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, art thou that Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee, that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. And now, if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would slew and whom he would be kept alive, and whom he would be set up, and whom he would be put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. And thou, a son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou wast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written, and this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Ephesim. This is the interpretation of the thing, Mene. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting. Paris, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. And that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Mr. and Mrs. Brendan and Henrietta Grisnick were blessed with the birth of a son in the day of yesterday. Let us try to seek the countenance of the Lord. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then in thy divine providence and in thy great mercy, then we may be gathered within the walls of thy house once more in this year, when in a few hours the year shall be past. Lord, may it please thee to impress upon all our hearts the solemnity of such a time, and then surely then also in the year that has nearly run its course, then thou hast made a difference, yea, a great difference, where there is no difference, where thou wast ushered into eternity our two oldest members and a daughter of 24 years old. It is written in thy word, as so the tree falleth to the south or to the north, as so it shall forever lie, ah, Lord. Wilt thou uphold those mourning families? Others have lost beloved relatives, and then also the empty places of the years gone by. They remain empty, and on such a day, on such an evening, then those places, they are felt, they are seen, they are experienced in a special way, ah, Lord. Do remember all widowers, widows, those that have brought children, parents, and other loved ones to the cemetery. Do uphold them also in this evening. And, our Lord, then we may still be in the precious day of grace. And then it has been a year, a solemn year. But in the midst of all the solemnity with everything which has taken place upon this earth, then thou hast showered so many blessings upon us and our children, oh Lord, if it was right, then it would also be an evening of thanksgiving. And what comes down from above by thy Spirit, that shall arise unto thee in the way of humble thanksgiving. Then in the past year, then thou was granted unto young couples. They were united in holy matrimony, begun their journey together as husband and wife. And now in this evening, then it may be the first time in their married life that they may come to the end of a year. Thou wast blessed many fathers and mothers with the birth of children, also in the day of yesterday. Then thou wast glad at a father and mother by renewal in their married life, with the birth of a little son. Then also their thoughts have multiplied. Were the last time when they were privileged to receive a child out of thy hand, they were in a large hospital with their son, ah, Lord, then thou wast wonderfully spared. May the little son born be one to be born again. Then there were different ones, many, that could commemorate special milestones. Then we also commend the sick and afflicted unto thee in this evening hour. Lord, then a father has received the discouraging report where the doctors have indicated that they could not give the medicine required. We commend him unto thee for body and for soul. Remember him together with his dear wife. Wilt thou remember an old father with that dreaded disease? And where the concerns are increasing, thou wast granted in the day of yesterday that he could commemorate together with his wife her birthday. Then we also commend him unto thee for body and for soul. Lord, then it has pleased thee, in a world where there has been so much sickness and so many trials, that thou yet hast granted health and strength and courage to perform our daily labors from day to day. May we be humbled thereunder when we consider all those in hospitals and institutions of mercy and in other places. Lord, then thou wast granted for another year that the seed of thy holy word may be sown, howbeit with many shortcomings. And then surely, ah, Lord, leave us not cold, untouched, unmoved. Then on such an evening, then we are called to examine each our hearts, how it has been under the means of grace, O Lord. Then the solemn question surely comes to us in this evening, is it well with thee? And O Lord, when we are still unconverted, may we have been kept from the great hardening of the heart and going into the world. But when we are unconverted, then it is not well. And then we may humbly beg of thee in this hour that by word and by spirit, that thou may yet convert, for only then shall it be well, ah, Lord. May there be many troubled souls among young and old in our midst, O souls, that have confessed before thee that thou wast being so good, so gracious, and so long-suffering, but who had to confess still unconverted, and that have fervently begged of thee that thou may remember them with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, Lord, wilt thou remember thy children? Thou knowest their condition. Thou knowest their encampment. To be given to examine their souls. For the tokens of thy favor, the words which thou hast spoken, a further leading in the mystery of grace, perhaps a riddle unriddled, a prayer that has been answered, a promise that has been fulfilled, souls that were given to behold something of the beauty of the King, who was fairer than the children of men, and grace is poured out upon his lips. Then thou was granted for another year, that thy word may be proclaimed, that it may be opened in thy house, in the family circles, and in our Christian school, and impress it upon all our hearts, that we could not have remained the same. Also in the past year, a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death, O Lord, wilt thou remember us and our children in these serious and solemn times, where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth, and who perceives it, who takes it to heart. And, Lord, thou art waiting to be gracious, that thy church may truly be given to repent and to come in the guilt and to cry mightily unto thee. Where in the past year in our country, under all thy solemn speaking, that our government has continued to make laws mocking with thee and with thy institutions, making laws that are so contrary to thy holy word, an enmity to thee, thy dear Son, thy word, and thy church, Lord. In these solemn times, wilt thou then keep us and our children, cause thy face to shine upon us, and then we shall be turned, we shall be saved. Then as we come close to the end of another year, then it preaches unto us that everything here below comes to an end, that we have no continuing city for each and every one of us. We have come another year closer to that final meeting with our Maker. Then thou wast spared, then thou wast scared, thou hast provided, thou hast protected from day to day different ones who have come into accidents, whom thou wast spared. There have been different ones in the hospital, different reasons, and they were privileged to come home, Lord. May thy goodness, may it bring us on the right place. And wilt thou bind the shortness of life? 'Tis but a handbreadth, as Solomon has declared. Was as nothing before thee. And the certainty of death, judgment, and eternity, O Lord. We need as poor sinners to be brought to the saving knowledge of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose birth we have commemorated and the days gone by, Lord, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou richly bless thy holy word and this evening hour, that it may go forth with power divine, that matters may take place in the last hours of this year, that have value for the time, and that have value for eternity, then it shall be an unforgettable evening. Lord, we humbly ask thee that thou may grant thy help once more in this year. We may thank thee for all the help that thou was granted hitherto, but each time is a new time. May our eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou grant a little freedom and little liberty, the souls more and more bound upon the heart. Wilt thou grant a little rest in thy house. Ah, Lord, when we are nearly come to the end of another year, then we have many sins to confess, and so many different ways. We are such unthankful creatures. And then should it not be a wonder that we may still have a place even in thy house in this evening hour, O Lord? May the wonder then become a wonder, and that the praises may rise unto thee. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 245, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever thou wast formed the earth, from everlasting thou art God. And what follows, Psalter 245, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. Beloved congregation, when the Lord grants it, then in less than 4 hours, 4.5 hours, then the year of our Lord 2021 will have come to an end and run its course. And then Old Year's Eve is always a touching time where we are given to remember that there were those that have begun the year with us, whom the Lord has ushered into eternity, where the Lord yet makes a difference, where there is no difference. Then at such a time, then it is also a humbling time, where in the midst of all the circumstances of the past year, then the Lord, there have been trials and difficulties, but then the Lord has showered us and our children with so many blessings, blessings undeserved, forfeited, and sent away. And then to consider where those blessings have brought us, whether those blessings have brought us closer to God's word, or whether they have led us from this word. Then on such an hour, then it is also a speaking time, where it tells us that everything upon this earth, that it all comes to an end. And as this year has come to an end, so also our lives, they shall end. And then it is eternity, and then we shall be called upon to appear before our Maker. Then as we come close to the end of another year, then given to consider the seriousness of the time, where we live in a time where there is such a departure from God's word. Also in this past year, then laws have been made that have been so contrary to God's word. Then in such an hour, then it is an hour of examination. And boys and girls, what is now the most important? What should be now the most important question in this evening hour? And that is the question, when the prophet Elisha has sent Gehazi to that Shunammite woman. And then the first question, then the question was, is it well with thee? Thus young and old, has it now been a good year for our soul? Are there souls amongst us that may believe and hope that the Lord has begun that good work of free and sovereign grace in our hearts, that it has become so different, that we have received a heart that went out after the Lord, against the Lord whom we have sinned so grievously? O souls that have learned to weep those bitter tears because of their sins, have there also been souls that have received tokens of his favor, that the Lord has dropped the word into their heart to grant encouragement, instruction? Have there been souls that had riddles, a riddle that was unriddled, prayers that have been answered, and a promise perhaps that has been fulfilled? Oh, people of God, how was it concerning the king Oh, were we given to see the King in his beauty? Oh, were we given to experience his threefold office as prophet, to instruct, the priest, to atone and thank and pray, but also as the King to reign over us, whom we were given to trust. Then in this evening, then we are called upon to make up the balance sheet, how it is with our soul, concerning that balance, with the help of the Lord. We wish to speak in this evening our text words. They can be found in Daniel 5, and we shall read the verses 25 through 28. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing, Mene. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Our text words speak of the writing on the wall of the palace of Belshazzar. Three thoughts. First, a feasting without the writing. Secondly, troubled by the writing. And thirdly, condemned by the writing. The writing on the wall of the palace of Belshazzar. Feasting without the writing, troubled by the writing, and condemned by the writing. Thus first, a feasting without the writing. Then congregation in this evening hour, then our thoughts are drawn to the palace in the large city of Babylon, where Belshazzar the king, where he has gathered his thousands, and where a great feast was held. It is told unto us in history that it was a very serious and a solemn time. The year before, Cyrus, the king of the Medes and the Persians, has come up against the Babylonians. He has conquered much of the country. Belshazzar has went out to meet him with the army, but they were defeated. They have retreated to the large city of Babylon, and the king of the Medes and Persians, they have laid a siege to that city. That siege was already more than for a year, and it is also told us that engineers, they have commanded that around that city a large canal must be dug, because that cannot take place in one night. And now, under those serious and solemn circumstances, then the king has called his lords, and they have held a great feast. Then we shall all say, O King Belshazzar, then how foolish you are to have a feast when the enemy is lying round about the city, when that canal has been already far dug. Then it would be better to call your soldiers together and consider whether there would be a way that the enemy would be defeated. It seems that the city of Babylon had much provision and the river Euphrates ran through the city. Thus it seems it is evident in this chapter that Belshazzar and the people of Babylon, they have got used to all those soldiers round about the city, and they thought they could feast. Is that not a picture of the world today? Under all the Lord's serious callings, also surrounded by much sickness on this world, and then yet so little thought of the Lord who was speaking in a special way, and no guilt and no calling for repentance. And then we have heard it that the king has tasted wine, and then he has done things which he would never do under normal circumstances. May we and our children, may we be kept from the sin of Belshazzar, because when he has tasted the wine, then he has invited the wives, the concubines, which was against Eastern decency, and then he has even come so far that he has commanded that the vessels which Nebuchadnezzar, we read in this chapter of father, that word in the Hebrew that has a broader meaning, can also mean grandfather, ancestor. And then it is believed that Nebuchadnezzar was his grandfather. And then Belshazzar, when he has tasted the wine, then he has commanded that those vessels which Nebuchadnezzar has taken from Jerusalem out of the temple of the mighty God of Israel, we never read of a Nebuchadnezzar that he has dared to do with such a thing, but with a Belshazzar, the wine out of the can and the reason out of the man. And to that end, he is ordered that those vessels would be brought forth, and then he has praised his gods. Thus then Belshazzar and all the lords with him, they were not thinking of their danger. They were not thinking of the enemy that has besieged them. They were not thinking about their sin. They were not thinking about the living God. They were not thinking about their never-dying soul. They were not thinking of eternity. They were not thinking of the poor and the suffering, but they were thinking of themselves and of the pleasures of the flesh. Then they were not thinking what has taken place formerly in the kingdom of Babylon, when Nebuchadnezzar has said, "Is this not the great Babylon that I have built?" They thought of none of those things, but they only thought, "Let us eat and drink." And they did not think that tomorrow or even that night they could die. Then, alas, also on Old Year's Eve, then in the world, then there shall be much feasting, and there shall be much drinking. Then it is still a blessing and a privilege on such an evening when we leave God's house, that we may go to our homes with our families and speak of the solemnity of time and close in family worship and to receive a night's rest. There are places upon the world, even in the Netherlands, perhaps with the virus somewhat less, but that they tell us because of all the fireworks, that it is impossible to fall asleep before a certain time. Thus a privilege that in our country there may still be peace. But now concerning that feasting of Belshazzar, then we can all agree that he has done a terrible thing. And is that not a picture of our nation under all the judgments of the Lord, and no acknowledging of the Lord, but a mocking with the most holy things, with the creation of ordinance of male and female? Then we see under the judgments, when we are surrounded by so many callings, that it is not so different in our nation. Woe unto us that we have sinned. When we consider the church, do we not get used, if we are honest, to all the sins of the time? If these things had taken place 25 years ago, then the churches, they would have been very upset. It is still a blessing when we may be concerned about those things. But young and old, is there now that godly sorrow in the past year, when we are surrounded by so many judgments? Have we come into guilt when we think of a Belshazzar, when he was given to mock with the most holy things? Then the judgments, they were close upon him. When we no longer reverence God's house, when we come dressed immodestly, do we then not in a certain sense resemble King Belshazzar and all his thousands in a certain way? When we consider Belshazzar and we consider our soul, then in the holy war, John Bunyan has called man's soul. Oh, man's soul is surrounded by so many enemies. We live in a world where Satan has but a short time, with so many temptations, but a step between us and death. And in the past year and a half, with the Lord's special callings, by sending the virus upon the earth, must we then in this evening perhaps say, Lord, it is a privilege and a blessing when we may not feast as a Belshazzar on the last day of the year. But young and old, how is it? Are we troubled? Are we concerned? Have many prayers been sent up to the Lord? Have we confessed our many sins? Have we said, Lord, and now it is the last day of the year, and still unconverted, and with so many callings, and it seems, if my heart was only softer and more troubled, but so little impression, maybe souls that had to confess, and not so different as a Belshazzar, kept from that wicked and worldly feasting, but nevertheless so busy with the temporal things, not first seeking the kingdom of God. People of God, how is it in this evening hour? Do we now have profound impressions of the shortness of time, the solemnity, the seriousness of times, that the judgments of the Lord are hanging so low over the earth? Our second thought, troubled by the writing. And then we read at that same hour, when they have taken the vessels out of the temple, and when they have drank there out of, and when they have praised their God in the front, to the mighty God of Israel, thereby Belshazzar was declaring, boldly declaring, that his gods were mightier than the mighty God of Israel. Then that same hour, then on the plaster of the wall, they saw a part of a hand of fingers that wrote some letters, then boys and girls. If that would now take place in this evening, if we now saw part of a hand upon the white wall, and we saw fingers, and we saw those fingers write certain letters, then how concerned, then how troubled we would be, and even more so when we could not read or understand those letters. But then it could be asked, congregation, when Belshazzar, when he saw those letters, could it not be a tiding of good tidings? Could it not be written on that white plaster that there would be deliverance from the enemy? What do you think, boys and girls? Could that not be a message of glad tidings? Ah, for a Belshazzar still has that innate knowledge that there is a God. And when we do evil and bad things, then our conscience shall speak. And even that heathen, that wicked King Belshazzar, when he saw those letters, that writing on the wall, then we read that he was greatly troubled. We have heard it, his knees have begun to shake. Oh, then he no longer drank out of those cups. Then everything came to a halt. It became silent in that hall. And all eyes were focused on those letters. What would now be the meaning of that partial hand and those fingers that is written on that wall? Oh, then we read that the king was greatly troubled. And then he has asked the wise men, the Chaldeans, the astrologers, and they have come in and they have looked at that writing, and they could not tell what the writing meant. Thus Belshazzar and all those that were in that hall, they were greatly troubled. Has that now happened this year, congregation? Under God's word, with the proclamation of God's word, and when you have heard of sin, of judgment, eternity, and what you needed, were there then those times that you were indeed troubled? Oh, that you have went home so distressed. May there be souls that may believe that the Lord has used it, that it has become so different. But those wise men could not give the interpretation picture of today. The governments of the nations, surrounded by many callings and many judgments, and where do you hear of a leader that is given to ask, what does God's word say? A leader that is given to call for a day of prayer, humiliation and repentance. But then they do the same as Belshazzar. They ask for the wise men of the world not to despise the wisdom that the Lord gives unto the children of men when it may be used in the right way. But it has become evident that all the wisdom of the world cannot solve all the difficulties and the trials, because as a nation, we have left the Lord. But then we read of the queen, undoubtedly the wife of Nebuchadnezzar, and it has been brought to her attention. We do not read she was at that feast. Undoubtedly she was not invited. But then she has heard what has taken place. And then she has come in that hallway. And she was given to address the king that there was a man in his kingdom. She called him Daniel, not the heathen name that Nebuchadnezzar has given to Daniel, but his Jewish name. And she has remembered that Daniel has interpreted the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. And so what Daniel was called. The king has promised many gifts. Daniel has said, keep the gifts to thyself. And then a Daniel, as a faithful prophet of the Lord, because Daniel, you must be careful what you tell the king, because the king has such power, one word, and you are a dead man. Thus, make sure you are politically correct. It's the language of today. Relationships more important than the truth. But Daniel, he was given to speak so faithfully and so honestly to King Belshazzar. And then he has stated profound things. In the verses 18 and 19, he recalled all the mercies that were given to Nebuchadnezzar, all the blessings, and how his heart was lifted up with pride. Have you had trouble with Nebuchadnezzar in this past year, congregation? Have you had trouble with Nebuchadnezzar? With that awful pride, even a thought, and that you thought, oh, if the Lord deals according to my thoughts, then everything that I have gathered, my Babel, the Lord shall soon destroy it. And the Lord has many ways to take our blessings away, were there times young and old. In this past year, that the Lord's blessings and mercies have brought you on a special place, so small, so humble, with a desire that the Lord would be honored. And then in verse 22, then Daniel has said, and thou, his son, hast not humbled thyself. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. What a word for Belshazzar. With that knowledge of what has taken place with Nebuchadnezzar, he has not humbled himself. Our congregation, then I think that Belshazzar is coming closer to all of us, that under all the blessings of the Lord, Psalm 40 verse 5, the psalmist has said that they could not be numbered, and hast not humbled thyself, though thou knewest all this. And then the sin, the special sin, Daniel has mentioned, but thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou, and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold. Then it is clear that security, sensuality, and profanity are the forerunners of the sinner's doom. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, the Lord grant an impression of those matters. And this evening hour, how many times in the past year has the Lord given the beat to our heart? When the Lord withdraws his hand, it ceases. And then finally, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified? Then Belshazzar has come closer yet, and thou hast not glorified. What was her life, congregation? Were there times that truly we may have an eye upon his glory? Was this the greatest sin of Belshazzar, with all the blessings and with all the knowledge of what has taken place in the life of his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar, hast thou not glorified? How faithful that Daniel was. And then a Daniel was given to interpret the writing. Let us first sing. Psalter 18. Let us only sing 3, 4, and 8. The wicked things in foolish pride, there is no God who will repay. He has no fear of God or man, because God's judgments long delay. And what follows, Psalter 18, only 3, 4, and 8. Thank you. the writing on the wall of the palace of Belshazzar. A feasting without the writing, troubled by the writing, and now thirdly, condemned by the writing. Then was the part of the hand sent from him. For a Belshazzar, the writing was too late. It is necessary in our life here in the time between the cradle and the grave that we are given to see that writing and to become exercised therewith concerning the balance, concerning our sin, and concerning our guilt, and asking whether there may be a way, as I read in the epistle to the Colossians, that handwriting may be blotted out. But for a Belshazzar, it was too late. And then first, meaning it was a summons to appear. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. The Lord has also numbered our days. How necessary to pray with Moses, the man of God. Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Have there been times, congregation, this past year, that we have been busy in a special way concerning our days? Solemn thoughts about death and eternity, and concerning our sins, and concerning that balance. Then secondly, the trial of the guilty, because the second word is tikkel. That means to be weighed in the balances and found wanting. The justice of God, His law requires a perfect obedience. Oh, Belshazzar, he was placed in that balance, and with his manifold sins, oh, to say it reverently, Belshazzar, he had sinned much, and he had sinned long. The cup was nearly full. But now on the evening of this feasting, when he has ordered the vessels that have come from the temple of the God of Israel, when he has drank her out and praised his gods, then the cup of God's wrath was full, and to that end, he must be destroyed, weighed in the balances, and found wanting. How was that with us, congregation? On the last hours of the year 2021, have you been troubled much with that balance? Have you been troubled with your sins? Have you tried very hard that the books may be balanced. What I mean in the way of repentance, the way of reformation, and the way of confessing of sins that you have attempted, that you would not be wanting, because what a terrible thing it is to be wanting, but a blessed matter to be convicted, a blessed matter to be busy therewith, and that we may be given to cry for mercy, and by the deeper uncovering to experience that with all our efforts, that it is still wanting the justice of God requires perfect obedience and perfect satisfaction. Boys and girls, do you think of that balance? Are there boys and girls that have been busy with that balance with their sins in the past year, and that have humbly asked of the Lord for a heart that would not have to sin against the Lord? My young people, how is it with that balance, a blessing, a privilege, when we do not follow a Belshazzar in the way of worldly feasting? Must not think, people, that we may not feast marriage's birthday, but of course not a wicked feasting, a feasting without God. But how is it with that balance? Also this year, young daughter of 24 years, the Lord is taken out of her midst. The Lord requires perfect satisfaction. Middle-aged ones in my midst, how is it with that balance? Can also be not feasting, but that we are so busy with the things of the world, there's much to do, and we must work hard, but that it takes our all, that we have no time to notice all the enemies that are besieging us, a demanding law, a perfect justice, older ones in my midst. You've had so many old years' eves. The young can die, the old must die. How is it now with that balance? Oh, is it still what we read? Thou, it's personal, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting, a guilty sinner under a just God. And then the sentence, Epirus, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Thus an end to the kingdom of Belshazzar. And historians tell us that the Medes and the Persians, undoubtedly, they have heard of the feast, and then they have broken the dikes between the river and the canal around the city, and then the water was diverted, and then the river was dry enough that the soldiers could walk through the river into the city, and we read only a few words. And that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. Eternity for Belshazzar to appear before the Lord, feasting. No thought of God. Of course, Belshazzar was a heathen. We have been brought up under the truth. If we have to go lost congregation, then whose judgment shall be the greatest? Many of the words which Daniel has spoken to Belshazzar, we may apply them to ourselves. He has spoken of what has taken place, the life of Nebuchadnezzar. We have the scriptures. Daniel has told him his sins. The law is read every Lord's Day. Special sins, the admonishments may still come. And the Lord and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified? Has that now become our burden? Weighed in the balances and found wanting. How is it with the sins of the year 2021? How is it with that balance? The Lord requires love, faith, hope, repentance, humility. Are there souls that know what it is to be found wanting, driven to secret places, cried unto the Lord? Have there been souls that in this year that you have tried to make up that balance, and on December 31st have to confess, "Oh Lord, a sinner still, the debt still upon my shoulder, and that separation that is worse than death." But now even all for Belshazzar, and no mediator declared, not told to repent, was too late. We do not read that Belshazzar has said, "Oh Daniel, will you now try to bow your knees and ask your God if such a wicked Belshazzar that is so wanting, that he may still be spared?" We read none of those things, but for those souls weighed in the balances and found wanting, oh, they are given to beg of the Lord whether there is such a way, from their side impossible, but a way that that balance may be balanced. And then also on the last day of the year may be declared that there has come one, the Son of God, fairer than the children of men. He was given to humble himself so low. very clear on the cross, weighed in the balances and found wanting. And why? Of himself, no original sin, no actual sin, but willing to take the sins of all that people that were weighed in the balance and found wanting. What a deep, what an unfathomable love. And because of the sins of his church, he is hung on the cross judicially before his Father, wanting. And to that end, a threefold death. And in that way, we read in Colossians 1 verse 14 that the handwriting of those ordinances that was against us, that it was nailed to the cross. And to that end, for a needy, for a guilty people, there is a way that justice may be satisfied, young and old. The most important question is, we shall come through this world, whether the Lord shall spare us for another year, unknown unto us, but that solemn question, may we be given to take that question home. Elisha, the prophet Elisha, has sent Gehazi. He saw that Shunammite coming, and then he is asked, is it well with thee? What is your answer, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and older ones? If it is not well, may you be given to ask the Lord that he may make it well before the end of the year. Is it well with thy husband, husbands and wives? How is it with your spouse? Is it well with the child? Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of solemn matters in this evening, of a king that was feasting, the writing on the wall, weighed in the balances and found wanting. May we be given to return to our homes and consider closely, according to thy holy word, how it is with that balance, Lord. In these dark and solemn times, pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure upon us and our children. When we may travel to our homes, wilt thou grant a little freedom to fathers to speak in the midst of the family circle concerning that one thing needful. Oh, may there be a few that could tell of that wanting, of that balance, but where they were shown that there is a sacrifice, that there is blood payment, had to satisfy that balance. Oh, well, thou grant traveling mercies, faithfully watch over us in the night. Bring us out of the old year. Bring us into the new. Remember man and beast, the winter weather. We may acknowledge thee for thy help in this year. Well, thou forgive us of all of our sins. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 274, the four stanzas. Before my journey is complete, my vigor fails, my years decline. By God, O spare me, I entreat. The days of life are wholly thine. And what follows, 274, 1, 2, and 3. In the year of our Lord 2021, it has pleased the Lord to take out of the midst of the congregation of Bishop Ute by the hand of death. On February 21, Mrs. Habage announced at the age of 94 years. On October 9, Mr. Jan Overeem at the age of 89 years. On December 8, Miss Laura Margaret Vanderhart at the age of 24 years. May the Lord remember, uphold, and comfort all the mourning families and sanctify the callings. To that end, let us sing together, standing from Psalter 422, the 8th stanza. Remember, Lord, how frail I am, how few my years, my life is like a cloud that comes and disappears. Has man then lived in vain? Who can in death's dark hour escape the dismal grave with all its ruinous power? O Lord, recall thy love, thy words to David spoken, sustain us as of yore by covenant oaths unbroken. Psalter 422, the 8th stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. and the Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Amen.